optimizes the ninth color in the time prison performance spectrum. Because the truth is, you already have all the time there is. There are exactly 1,440 minutes in a day. No more, no less. If you're going to get anything accomplished today, these are the 1,440 minutes you have to work with. When you make every minute count, you will optimize your limited time and multiply your results. You will automatically get more done in the same day when you put more of your precious minutes to work for you. The three thieves: distractions, interruptions, and preoccupations. Your time can be wasted away in distractions, interruptions, and preoccupations, or it can be put to its highest and best use. Time doesn't care one way or the other. You can be a victim of this passage of time, or you can invest each minute in pursuit of your most important goals. By identifying what's most important, you already know where you value your time: for yourself, your friends, your family, your career, or your financial goals. If you want to get more out of what you want every minute, you must stop indulging in activities that waste your time and start making every minute matter. Is your optimized color causing you problems? You can tell when you are simply a victim of time. You end each day wondering where your time went. You are continuously interrupted and easily pulled off course by outside distractions. You say yes to everything and no to nothing. Only later do you discover that you could have easily done two things at the same time. You believe that time is an endless resource, and someday soon is soon enough. However, when your optimized color is strong and vibrant, each minute of the day is put to its highest and best use. Work is designed to minimize interruptions, and you quickly dispense with all distractions. You understand that to have time for what you want, you may have to say no to something else. You consistently find convenient ways to complete two things at the same time, reaping multiple rewards for a single effort. You believe every minute is uniquely precious and should be counted on for maximum value. The bottom line? When you value each minute, your day becomes priceless. If you want to make every minute count, you must start by making the most of this one. Permit your optimized color to hold you back, and you will struggle with the heartbreak of failed expectations. Improve it, and you will succeed brilliantly. There are 10 specific actions that control the intensity of your optimized color. Learn, remember, and master them, and you will dramatically improve your power to produce real results. 1. I value every precious minute in the day. 2. I make my minutes matter by eliminating time wasters whenever I find them. 3. I say no to some things to have more time to concentrate on others. 4. I simplify my day by eliminating anything that's no longer of interest or value to me. 5. I respect other people's time and create systems which help them to respect mine. 6. I stay focused on my tasks by preventing unimportant interruptions. 7. I remove all distractions that divert me from my intended task. 8. I set aside preoccupations by scheduling them into a more appropriate time. 9. I look for ways to double my results by completing two things at the same time. 10. I periodically record my time and activities to review and improve the use of my time. Optimize action number 1. I value every precious minute in the day. Time is the most precious gift of all. Ask anyone facing a serious accident or illness or an important deadline that can't be extended. Ask any parent watching their little girl all grown up and going off to college. This awareness of the fleeting passage of time will keep you accountable for each minute in your day. By staying committed to your roles and focused on your compelling goals, you clearly know where to invest your time. This helps you to put every minute to its highest and best use. It also helps you to eliminate activities that steal time away from more desirable, rewarding activities. By staying focused on optimized action number 1, you will automatically become someone who is more vigilant, accountable, focused, responsible, and grateful. You will always get a greater return on your time because you will always squeeze maximum value out of every minute in the day. Power of questions. Let's start this right from the start. You are the best. How important are your goals to you right now? How important are your responsibilities? When is your time spent in the most rewarding ways? How about the most meaningful? How much time do you have left to get everything you want done today? How much time do you have left to live your dreams, help those you love, accomplish all you want to do, create your destiny, leave a legacy? With every passing minute, are you just spending your time or investing it in what you want the most? For example, what will be the most important use of your time today? Which of your current activities steal time away from more desirable and rewarding activities? How often do you ask yourself, is this the best possible use of my time right now? How are you going to show what you value with the rest of the time you have today? Is your agenda today fully productive or just full? Do you ever find yourself wasting time while you're wishing for more time? Great start. Keep it pumping. Inside questions. Is there anything on your schedule today that's squeezing out something more important? Perspective questions. Let's take a closer look. How much time did you spend off task so far today? Concentrating on what's at hand is easier when you know in advance what you'll be doing with your other moments too. How would you be different today if you knew that this was the last day of your life? Does tomorrow's schedule illuminate your priorities and respect your deadlines? Time passes, life goes on. Come on now, what are you waiting for? If you were to make every minute count, start with this one. Superstar, 1 minute, catch your breath. Optimize action number two. I make my minutes matter by eliminating time wasters whenever I find them. There are only 1,440 minutes in a day. This fixed amount of time gives you the only minutes you have to spend on everything you want to get done. There will never be more, no matter how great the desire or need. However, there will be less when some of these same minutes are wasted on things that produce nothing in return. By establishing clear priorities for how you will use your time, you can invest your minutes in important pursuits, achieving desirable personal rewards instead of squandering the opportunities of a lifetime by wasting the limited time you have on other things of minimal value to you. So, whenever you find a true time waster, eliminate it. Do optimize action number two, and you will become more pragmatic, industrious, focused, and timely. All of your minutes will become highly productive because you will eliminate everything that isn't. Power up questions all warmed up. Let's pick it up. Do you have more time than goals or more goals than time right now? Which of your goals and dreams are you willing to sacrifice because you can't find enough time? Your family goals, your health goals. How about your financial goals? Which of your work goals today are you willing to give up because you just don't have the time? Where are your priorities when it comes to using your time? What is most important to you? Now be serious here. Inside questions. Are you ready? Here we go. Do you have as much time as you need to complete your to-do list every day? How much of your time was wasted today? By whom and by what? For which activities today can you plan ahead and thereby save time in the long run? examine your meeting calendar for this week. Are there any meetings that are time wasters because they are unfocused or unnecessary? How can you change them to be more productive or eliminate them if possible? Has someone used up too much of your precious time by keeping you on the phone longer than necessary today? How did they manage that? How many of your most time-wasting jobs can you give to someone else? How much time could you save today by discovering how the most efficient people would perform your task? You're doing beautifully. Keep it up. Perspective questions. What could be done today to prevent time-wasting emergencies in the future? How much time do you waste by not planning ahead each day? Can you take some time at the end of today to identify and purge anything that will waste your time tomorrow? What can you do right now to ensure that the rest of the day exemplifies what's most important to you? Where, for example, could you start by trimming some fat from today's schedule? Well done. 1 minute cool off. Optimize action number 3. I say no to some things to have more time to concentrate on others. One of your most effective time management skills is the ability to say no, courteously and judiciously, of course. However, you must guard your limited time and dedicate it to what you want to accomplish the most. You can't do it all and do it all well. Having a specific focus for your time helps you to say no to other less valuable options. You just can't be at your best when you are pulled in too many directions. By focusing on fewer projects, you have more time to improve or complete the more important ones remaining. You can push your limits, but to be the most productive possible, know when enough is enough. By doing optimized action number 3, you become a lot more judicious, thorough, focused, and discerning with your time. You will choose to say no to some things, as desirable as they may be, to devote more time to other things that have a higher priority for you. Power up questions. Keep yourself focused here. You're in the groove. How often do you find yourself taking on too much? Any idea why? What would happen if you changed and did fewer things, but then did them much more expertly and proficiently? Which high payoff items would you like to focus on more, but there just isn't enough time to go around? What percentage of your time today have you reserved for working on your A1s? Is it enough? You need to guard your limited time and dedicate it to what you want to accomplish the most. Are you focused on a single objective today? Are you currently giving a full 100% to each of your current opportunities and responsibilities? What could you say no to in order to gain more time for what is most important to get done today? To simplify your life, which of your own to-do items do you need to say no to, just for the time being? What could be permanently deleted from your list of responsibilities to give you more time to do better work on more important tasks? Inside questions, let's drill into this. How often do you say yes to requests simply because it makes you feel good to be asked? Are you ever afraid to say no to some people? You know, you're not always obliged to say yes to every request that comes from everybody. What happened the last time you ignored the no you wanted to say and gave into yes instead? Keep the pace. You're doing fantastically. Perspective questions. Do you have trouble saying yes to too many things that all sound like great ideas? What will you eliminate from your schedule today to make time for a higher priority? All right, well done. Great set. Breather. Optimize action number 4. I simplify my day by eliminating anything that's no longer of interest or value to me. You can simplify your life by removing things that have little value or have lost their value to you. Anything that's not in direct alignment with what you value the most can be simplified out of your life. This gives you more time to focus on what's important. Scrutinize the items in your calendar and delete anything that no longer produces the value it once did. Eliminate any activities you no longer enjoy or that are a poor return for the time spent. Constantly review your master list of things to do to determine if they are worthy of your attention and filter out projects that are no longer of interest or rewarding. Do action number 4 and you will become more engaged, interested, involved, and committed to do all the things you do. And finally, yes, finally, your time will be spent on things that you really want to do. Power up questions, power up your engine. Let's get on it. Are there things in your life that you would like to spend more time on? How many things could you eliminate from your life to create more time for what's really important to you? What are the things you're doing now that you enjoy the least? What would be a responsible way of ending those activities? When would be a good time to make that change? Inside questions, learn and burn. What can you let go of today that will get rid of things you no longer care about? Simplify your life by cutting down on the number of things you do or possess. Which of your possessions are more of a burden than a joy? Which of your commitments are a whole lot more of a burden than a benefit? How many items on today's schedule are not urgent and not highly rewarding to you? If they're not highly rewarding, why are you doing them? What keeps you busy and away from what really matters most to you? Constantly review your master list of things to do and filter out any projects that are no longer of interest to you. What matters most to you on this week's agenda? What unnecessary activities have wasted your time this week? When you look at your schedule next, could you identify anything that's no longer of interest or value? You're doing great. Perspective questions. Do you know why you're doing what you're doing right now? How much fun and enjoyment has it brought you so far? Which of the wishes on your master list will never make it to a real goal because they're just not interesting enough to you? Are you someone who is always a little stressed, constantly playing catch-up, a step behind all the time? Focus on the important. Eliminate the rest. Optimize. Excellent. 60-second cool-off. Optimize action number 5. I respect other people's time and create systems which help them to respect mine. Be honest. In any given day, who wastes whose time the most? You or those who interrupt your work? treat other people's time as their single most valuable resource at work. Everyone is pressed for getting more done these days, so show your respect for them during phone calls, appointments, and meetings by being prepared and punctual. You can also create and communicate time-saving procedures for how others can make the best use of your time. Keep an open-door policy, but post preferred times for exchanging information that can wait. Copy everyone who needs to be involved in your emails and no one who doesn't. Do optimize action number 5, and you will become a lot more considerate, courteous, respectful, proactive, and productive. You will save everyone's valuable time by being someone who is well-planned, on point, and on time. Power up questions, pedal it up a notch. What one improvement to your systems would generate the greatest return in productivity today? With whom do you have your next appointment? What will you do to be more respectful of that person's time? Here's an idea. Schedule your interruptions. What time of day would be best for you to set up a block of time when others know you will be available? What about all your phone calls? Can you set up a specific block of time to receive and return phone calls? How can you plan in advance to make every phone call a successful completion? Ask yourself, is this the best time to call, or would it be better to get a little more information first? What else could you do to reduce the interruptions you seem to get all the time by other people? Insight questions. Let's get some insightful answers. What would you change about your methods and processes for communicating with others if you could? What else could you complete in your day if you had fewer interruptions? When you give your attention away to whoever needs it, how will you ever have enough for your own projects? How well did you show respect for the time of others in your last meeting? Perspective questions. Stay with it. You're doing great. Have you solicited suggestions for improving your methods of communication from anyone else recently? Do you have a written list of your concerns and questions to your last meeting? Do you respect everyone else's time? Be the person everyone else counts on to be on time, on task, and on target. Great job. Take a 1 minute breather. Well earned. Optimize action number 6. I stay focused on my tasks by preventing unimportant interruptions. Does a day like this ever happen to you? A great start, then interruptions. Back to plans. Interruptions. Waylaid plans. Interruptions. Frustration. Days over. Time's up. Your first task of the day should be to identify the important objectives to be completed that day. Your second task is to think through all the things that others may need from you or you from them. Then provide everything they need up front so you won't be interrupted later. Uncontrolled interruptions can steal your entire day if you let them. Know that it is okay to refuse to be interrupted so you can concentrate on the completion of your current task. By doing this, optimize action number 6, you become more timely, orderly, focused, and proactive. You will get more done each day because you will prevent interruptions before they begin. Power up questions, here we go. Feel the need for speed. how many times were you distracted from completing your high priority task yesterday? How many interruptions have you dealt with so far today that were not urgent? It's a simple premise, really. Less distraction equals more action on what you want to accomplish. If there's one thing that always interrupts your efforts, what is it? Who interrupts you the most? What do they want most often? What outside forces keep you from spending your time as you wish? What could you do today to reduce the number of times that type of interruption occurs? If you want to have a very productive day, prevent interruptions before they occur. Have you told everyone all they need to know to perform their tasks before interrupting you today? What about all those drop-in visits? Some face-to-face visits are very important. Some aren't. Do you know how to determine one from the other? Insight questions, mind and body focus. This is it right now. Keep your goals in sight at all times. Know what needs to get done. Stay focused. Start by always having a short list of high priority tasks you want to accomplish before the end of the day. Always keep this short list top of mind, and you will be less likely to be interrupted for long. Think ahead, plan ahead, prevent urgent emergencies before they show up. Who else could use a suggestion about reducing interruptions? Here's a hint you could give them for staying on track. If it's not part of the plan, it's an interruption. Get back to the plan. Great job. Let's take a moment. Cool off. Optimize action number 7. I remove all distractions that divert me from my intended task. A distraction is anything that diverts your attention from your current objective. It can be as obvious as blaring music in your work area, or as insidious as that small but persistent pain in your lower back. It can be a desirable social distraction or a personal distraction like Facebook or reading your favorite online sports magazine after you get to work. Use your to-do list to keep you on track. Once you start a task or project, stay focused so that you can complete the task at hand. When something new begs for your attention, don't let it distract you. Simply add it to the bottom of your to-do list. Do optimize action number 7 consistently, and you will become a lot more single-minded, engaged, and results-oriented. By removing any outside distractions, you concentrate on the task at hand and complete it as well and as quickly as possible. Power of questions. Keep the rhythm. You've got it in you. What is the one thing that frequently distracts you from staying focused on your task at hand? Does your work area invite distractions? What items on your desk or work area need to be put on your master list and then put away? Can you take time in the next 2 days to organize your work area to decrease your distractions and increase your concentration level? Because you want to make every minute count, why put up with the same distractions over and over? Inside questions. Are you on track with today's plan? If not, how will you get back on track? Anything that takes up your time, thoughts, or energy without advancing your goals is a distraction. Do you have any clutter that you need to clear up from your mind right now? How much time have you spent today on things that have nothing to do with your goals? Would a well laid out plan of what to do today reduce your attractions to distractions? If you could schedule a quiet hour for concentrated work every day, when would the ideal time be? What could you do to increase your privacy and concentration in your work area? Stick with it. Feel the winner within. Perspective questions. How many things do you purposely engage in at the same time? Work and music and TV and email and instant chat and texting and Google searches and Facebook and personal conversations and then back to work some more. Are you truly one of those who believes that you are great at multitasking? Do you know that all those studies done on people while they multitask prove you wrong? What could you do with the extra time you could gain from fewer distractions? How much more could you accomplish if you could focus on your prioritized list of things to do without any interruptions all day long? Wouldn't that be great? Outstanding. Well done. 1 minute. Optimize action number 8. I set aside preoccupations by scheduling them into a more appropriate time. Forget any claim you have to multitasking. You can only think about one thing at a time. That one thing should be the most appropriate subject for your current circumstances. To maximize your productivity, do your best to concentrate on the task at hand, even though there may be other issues clamoring for your attention. Find a way to put them on hold to focus on what's in front of you. To help stay on point, schedule a specific time in the future when you can give all your attention to resolve the nagging problem or chase after that new idea that promises to be such a great opportunity. Whenever you repeat optimize action number 8, you increase your ability to be attentive to your immediate work, self-controlled, single-minded, and a lot more productive. By staying focused on the task at hand, your priorities won't be sabotaged by other preoccupations. Power-up questions ready? Let's go. Did you stay totally focused on each task you undertook today? Were you able to work straight down your list without being preoccupied by other issues? What types of things take your mind off your intended tasks? Worries? Anxieties? Fears? Do you ever allow your preoccupation to keep you from what you know you should be working on? Are there other issues clamoring for your attention today and keeping you from completing your pre-planned to-do list? How about this? Do you ever leave an issue unresolved when moving on to the next? Do you leave it unresolved or do you schedule it for future review? Are you often preoccupied by things that aren't done yet? Can you either bring those other unfinished jobs to some form of closure right now or schedule their completion for another time? Inside questions. Keep your focus. Keep the learn and burn happening. What worry did you bring to work with you today? How much time have you wasted so far today in one preoccupation or another? How often are you preoccupied with the idea of chasing after a new idea that promises to be a great opportunity instead of completing the one you started on? When could you find some time to schedule all those great ideas into your calendar? What have you regretted recently? Instead of staying stuck in the regret, what could you resolve to do better to reduce the regret? When would be the best time to schedule that resolution into your day? What else keeps you from being totally focused on your task at hand? How much more productive could you be if you could check off one completed task after another without interruption, distraction, or preoccupation all day? Keep it going to the end of the set. Do you spend more time preoccupied by past setbacks or by thinking future solutions? What regret could you turn into a resolution before your next performance review? Outstanding. Great job. 1 minute. Optimize action number 9. I look for ways to double my results by completing two things at the same time. You don't have to double your speed to double your productivity. Instead, you can get more done by slowing down, planning ahead, and combining complementary tasks, projects, or roles that can be performed at the same time. Before you begin any task, stop, think ahead, and ask, what else can I accomplish while doing this? For example, could you dictate a letter while traveling between errands? How about catching up with friends or business associates while exercising together or enjoying your favorite hobby? Or always have business articles with you so that you can catch up on your reading while waiting in line. Remember to do optimized action number 9, and you will become someone who is a lot more prolific, creative, well-planned, and efficient. You will double your productivity whenever you find a way to complete two things at the same time. Power-up questions. This is a fast one, so stay with it. Before we get into any other questions, first, congratulations. You're doing this optimized action right now by listening to this learning program while exercising. A perfect example of doing two things successfully at the same time. What other items on your master list could be tackled simultaneously? If you want to knock off two birds with one stone, you need to prearrange for them to be in the same spot at the same time. Which two appointments could you combine into one this week? How much did you or will you accomplish on your way to work today? You're doing great. Keep it up. Build the brawn, build the brain. Inside questions. When you look at all your goals, which ones could you combine and accomplish at the same time? Is there someone else's goal you could combine with your own? How often do you ask yourself, what else could I accomplish while doing this? Some things you can turn into a highly productive habit. Why not organize and clean up your workspace every time you are put on hold on the phone? How can you use your next travel time to become exceptionally prepared for whatever awaits? You can actually get more done by slowing down and planning ahead. Can you streamline tomorrow's schedule by piggybacking some items? There's a good chance you can. While you're buying Valentine cards, why not buy birthday, thank you, and other holiday cards at the same time? Perspective questions. Let's fine-tune our perspective here. Plan ahead. Which upcoming tasks in today's schedule would lend themselves to simultaneous accomplishment? What else could you address while you're in your next meeting? What are your favorite hobbies or activities that you could also share with your clients? Do you ever know in advance you're going to have to wait for someone or something? You can double up this dead-end time with a task, such as reading or writing thank you notes. You may have to wait, but you don't have to waste. Double your results this week by combining complementary tasks whenever possible. All right, well done. Great job. Optimize action number 10. I periodically record my time and activities to review and improve the use of my time. Given that you can't create more hours in a day, it's critically important to make better use of the ones you have. The problem is, it's hard to think back and determine how well you used the time you had. However, an accurately kept time log will show you exactly how you invest your time and whether it was a profitable investment or not. By habitually recording your time, you can review where you've been productive and where improvements can be made. This takes almost no time to complete and provides a wealth of information of where you are productive, where you are wasting your time, and how to invest your time more wisely. Do this Optimize Action number 10, and you will become a lot more informed, accountable, and mindful of your time. You will be a whole lot more vigilant with your most precious resource, every precious minute in your day. Power up questions, final set. Push it through. Feel that power all the way to the end. You can do it. Do you have any idea where your time goes each day? You have 1,440 minutes in the day. Any idea where your top 500 are spent? Any idea which is your highest and best hour? The most productive thing you can do with your time? When is your least productive time? What are your least productive activities? Any ideas? Is it the same time of day every day, or the same activities that almost never pay off and take longer than they should? Keep persisting, keep persevering, be positive. Inside questions. Let's get to the real of this. Did you get your money's worth from your time yesterday? When? Where? Can you remember? A time log helps you to see the difference. For example, how much time were you highly productive last week? How much time did you lose to distractions, interruptions, or preoccupations? Perspective questions. Let's get some new power actions going for you. Time logs only work if properly kept and regularly reviewed. So what would be the easiest system you could put in place to record your time and activities? How could you make the recording of your time fun and rewarding? How much more time are you going to let slip before you become a lot more accountable for the precious time that's been given to you? Outstanding. Another great job done by you. Wrap up and review. Let's wrap it up. 1. I value every precious minute in the day. 2. I make my minutes matter by eliminating time wasters whenever I find them. 3. I say no to some things to have more time to concentrate on others. 4. I simplify my day by eliminating anything that's no longer of interest or value to me. 5. I respect other people's time and create systems which help them respect mine. 6. I stay focused on my tasks by preventing unimportant interruptions. 7, I remove all distractions that divert me from my intended task. 8, I set aside preoccupations by scheduling them into more appropriate time. 9, I look for ways to double my results by completing two things at the same time. 10, I periodically record my time and activities to review and improve the use of my time. Another great workout. Go out there and make it a great day. Hi, this is Michael Bailey, the voice of success inside your head, with a short message from the folks at the learnandburnconnection.com. You have just completed the Learn and Burn Connection Success Essentials Color Track. This is a very big deal. Congratulations. You burn, becoming a great deal fitter. You learn, becoming a great deal smarter. You are now on track for making the rest of your life the best of your life. Sometime today would be a great time to go back to the learnandburnconnection.com and update your charts, stats, and profile. Why not post a short YouTube video sharing your success with others? Each week we choose hot new videos for our success story of the month, your chance to win valuable products and prizes from our sponsors. Simply click on forums at the learnandburnconnection.com. Why not engage with other members and help them fast track their success track? Visit the forums at the learnandburnconnection.com. As you start to fully understand the simple connection between sweat and success, you might want to visit our product section to learn more about our programs like Success on Purpose, The Believer's Guide, The Power of TQ, and 10 Choices of Intentional Excellence, and our incredible TQ Gold coaching and mentoring programs. Remember, as a Learn and Burn Success Essentials customer, you are entitled to receive a free one-on-one live coaching session. Go to my Success tab at thelearnandburnconnection.com. Your fitness is our business. Your success is our business. So please stay committed to your dreams and connected to your performance at thelearnandburnconnection.com. Do this and we will see you in the winner's circle sooner than you ever dreamed possible.